Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with you for such an exciting rite of passage, because that it has become an annual tradition that we get together late in the summer to start to look ahead into what is to come. And that is the very sad realization that another year has passed us by, and it's time to start to get ready to talk about some 2023, believe it or not, Zaddies. And here we are with the creator of the world famous Zaddy calendar. Here he is, the Purple Pants badass and host of the Purple Pants podcast, the baby boy, Bryce Isaiah.
Hello, Robert.
Yes, Bryce. How are you?
I am excellent. I'm excited to be here. I felt like before we recorded, I was like, I got a question to ask you. Do you know what today is?
Today, August 23rd.
That it is.
Other than that, no, I don't.
Okay. Today is actually, and I've just been keeping it quiet this go round.
Yes.
But today is actually the official third year anniversary of the Purple Pants.
Oh, the maiden voyage.
The maiden voyage.
Yes. Yes.
Three years later.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Robert.
Yes. 3 years. Okay. What a ride. What a ride. Indeed. What a 3 years it's been. And do you have any thoughts after 3 years of podcasting?
I still be like, what in the heck am I doing? It's become a part of my life, and I am just still so surprised that people listen or are interested in the things that I have to say, and I'm so grateful. But again, I didn't necessarily remember, but you know, Facebook, all that other stuff has a way of reminding you. I was like, oh my God, it's really? And you know, normally I go all out, but I've just been trying to be more low key this year, more humble, and just, you know, provide content.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that is what you have done. You hear Bryce twice a week, even talking about the challenge here this summer on the Challenge USA coverage with Wendell, breaking down all of the episodes. Anything that you like, any big takeaways after 3 years of doing the podcast?
I think that it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of dedication, and I just am happy and honored that I have been able to curate a posse that is responsible, that listens, that holds me accountable, that just allows me to have a space for me to just be myself. And whether it's, if I'm at a high, at a low, I'm just always able to just go there and be myself in whatever is going on in my life, and just to be received is amazing. And again, of course, to being a part of the RHAP community has just been truly like a highlight of my life. So I'm just very, very grateful.
Oh, Bryce, that's incredible.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, Bryce, happy anniversary. But it's also a day that we have to look ahead. You know,
yes,
we're celebrating 3 years of the Purple Pants podcast, but also how many years of the Zaddy? Is this year 4 for the Zaddy calendar?
It is. I mean, technically it is unofficially. I feel like the Zaddy calendar and I have been dating for 5 years, but it's been official for 4 years.
Okay. All right. And so a brand new calendar is going to be released soon. And this is the podcast that we do. Is this the fourth time that we've done this?
This is the fourth edition of the Zaddy calendar. It's the birthing, okay? Because it is a labor.
Yes.
Of love.
Okay. And so last year was probably more of a challenge where you did not have any new survivors to pull from. You had to go into the deep bench last year.
Well, I had to go into the archive, the archive, you know, to get some zaddies. And this year was a challenge as well, because I feel like with, you know, growth becomes like new opportunities, new doors that, you know, I was trying to knock on to say, like, you know, I would love for you to be a part of this. And a lot of times the doors was met with what?
Some people didn't know what the Zaddy calendar was.
Some people did not know what the Zaddy calendar
was.
Some people ghosted me. Okay. Yes. I had to get other people and text people from other people to be like, hey, then they text right back. So listen, when I tell y'all, I go to the mountain highs, the valley lows, for the Zaddies. I think, you know, it's truly a labor of love. And so I'm always excited to put it together. And every year I'd be like, this might be the last one. I don't know if I could go.
You always say that.
I don't know if I can go through those valleys again.
Yeah.
But I really do love it. And I think it's just great because it is, you know, some people, when they hear the word Zaddy, they think like, oh, you have to be to meet the aesthetic. No, a Zaddy, let's just be clear. Anything can be a Zaddy. You have to exude self-love. You have to be kind to others. You have to be embracing of diversity. Like, you know, it's, you know, after we done went through a couple of years, Robert. So, you know, there are some qualifications that have to be met in order to be a Zaddy. And with this year, I am glad that, you know, there are some doors I had to knock on.
Yeah.
And there were people knocking at my door. So it was a very good ratio of the Zaddies.
Okay.
And so I love it.
I have the Zaddy calendar here. Bryce was so kind as to send me an advanced copy. We're going to talk about it here today. We'll describe for you what is in the Zaddy calendar. Of course, you could watch us on YouTube. Go to robinsawebsite.com/YouTube to see the video of what's going on here. And then also, Bryce, I don't know who's in it. I don't know what you've done. Can I ask the question that last year we had Josh Martinez in the Zaddy calendar?
Oh,
did that open the door for more shows than just Survivor to be included in the Zaddy calendar?
I think Josh completely opened the door, and there was a reason. Sometimes, you know, I get a little offended when people tweet me and be like, oh, I got the Bryce Survivor calendar. No, it's the Zaddy calendar. And I really feel like that the Zaddy calendar this year is kind of like, you know, what Berkshire and Murky is doing over there on CBS with this, the Challenge the USA. I feel like, you know what? Why just limit it to just Survivor?
Okay.
And CBS has a whole family.
Got to broaden your horizons.
We have to broaden our horizons. At times, you know, there are times to grow. And there are times that, you know, you got to seize the carpe diem. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to go after it. But just rest assured that, you know, the survivors are in there. But, you know, we opened it. You know, Josh Martinez blew the door open for us.
Okay. All right. Should we go to the Zaddy calendar? Anything else you want to say up front?
I'm just excited. You know, the calendars are available now. And yeah, I'm excited for Robert, for you to open. And I guess you can, you know, reveal our cover.
Okay. All right. So look at this. Okay, this has been sealed. Okay, I have not opened it. Okay,
it's giving beat up. It's giving a UPS.
It's giving, yeah. It's been around the block. Okay, all right. Okay, we're lucky the dog didn't chew on it. Ready to go. Okay, all right. Here we go. And now this is because Bryce takes such care. So it's wrapped again.
Oh, you know.
This is, yes. Okay.
We don't play.
We don't play. Okay.
I gotta hand wrap.
Be careful. And with Zaddy stickers.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Let's see who is here on the cover. It is none other
than
a winner.
Oh.
It is a man who we saw in the challenge. Can I hold it up? Are you people going to do screen grabs?
We can reveal the cover.
Okay. All right. Here we go. We have here on the cover. Oh, it's Xavier.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Mr. 2023.
Yes. Mr. 2023. Our first
winner of Big Brother 23.
Big
was
Brother
that intentional?
Yes. You know, he was the first Black male winner of Big Brother 23, and he is the first Black male cover of the Zaddy calendar.
Oh.
And I don't know which is more
which
the
is,
bigger
which
honor.
Is bigger. Yeah.
Which is bigger. But again, the calendar is all about diversity and it's all about, you know, lifting up communities. And I was excited. I didn't think I would get Xavier. Okay. I didn't think Xavier would agree to being a part of this. But again, Xavier is an upstanding human being and a man and someone I'm glad to call my friend. And, you know, I reached out. I said, hey, X.
Yes. Yes.
I said, you know, I'm not Big D, but
right,
I'm Bryce and I do this thing. And like, he's like, oh, like, what is it? And, you know, Xavier's a lawyer. So he wants the details. I'm like, well, can we jump on the phone call? I think it's better if I could explain it to you. And, you know, he was all about it. And, you know, he sent over some photos and I was like, this is perfect. And recently, Xavier, I think like 2 nights ago, just broke Beyonce's internet, you know, sharing his goodies to the world.
What?
And so,
well,
yes,
wait, what happened?
He just was, you know, half kind of sort of naked. It looked like it might have been from this shoot here, but you know, he just had a towel and
oh my God.
Yes. People in the comments said X marks the spot.
Yes. Well, this is a provocative photo. Xavier is he's wearing a suit, but no shirt. And this is not a look that I've ever done of like, I've worn a suit and maybe take the shirt off, but I never put the suit jacket back on. But yeah, Xavier, he's got this down. Also, the pants appear to be unbuttoned. Do you think that he's maybe coming from a wedding that had like a nice spread that maybe he has like, maybe overindulged?
It was definitely a wedding that had the buffet, you know, it wasn't just the plate. So he went back and back to the buffet and it was like, whew, I didn't had enough of the grilled chicken.
Gotta unbutton these pants here for a minute.
Yes. Yeah, you know, he was given the sensual chocolate, okay, for the cover of the Zaddy calendar.
Okay. All right. Should we look at January?
I think, you know, January.
All right.
Appropriate.
Gonna open this up. Month number one. Here we have now. Oh, okay. I misidentified this this person for a second.
Oh, who you thought it was?
I thought it was a former Zaddy.
Oh.
That it is not. Okay. So keeping with the theme of 23, another member from Big Brother 23, it's Christian Birkenberger.
Oh.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, here he is.
He is, you know, serving it. Mm-hmm. Now that's the last sneak peek we giving away, Robert.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Okay. Sorry about that.
No worries. But yes, Christian, first of all, amazing, amazing person. First of all, you know me, I love an early boo.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about Christian is that the first time I met Christian was at a Bryson Wynn present party last year in New York. He was fresh home from Big Brother. And I want to say he was like with Amon.
Yes.
And I was walking by and Amon was like, oh my God, Bryce, have you met Christian? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And Christian was just like, hey, how are you? Oh my God, nice to meet you. What's your name? Zach? Like he just like, I was like, excuse me?
Zach?
My name is Bryce. This is my party. So ever since then, we've always just had this running joke that like every time I see Christian,
you're Zach.
He's Malik to me. He's Khalif. He's Nasir. I just make up any cousin that I have, I just assign him that name. And so we just always give each other random names.
Mm-hmm.
But Christian is an excellent person, friend. Easy on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just excited to help continue the the opening up of the Zaddies to some of the Big Brother players, and especially of such an amazing season like Big Brother 23.
Yeah. Right. And it's also amazing. I don't know if this was intentional or not, but that the hole in the page goes right exactly through the man bun that he, it's giving a Teletubby a little bit.
Yes. When I was designing it and I was like, should I move it a little bit over? I said, no, put the hole right through the bun. Okay. X marks the spot.
Yes. Interesting. Christian Birkenberger. One of the people from Big Brother 23, and here he is. I mean, it's nice to see him. I mean, no shirt, black and white, leaning up against the wall, 45 degree angle.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look, okay. How many abs do you think he got in this photo?
A lot of abs. I'd say at least clearly 8.
Oh.
8 going.
He definitely did not go to a wedding because his pants are buttons.
His pants are buttoned. Yeah, no wedding. And I would say, are those maybe like some sort of khaki pants? Hard to tell in the black and white picture.
I think they jeans. They definitely giving me little jean. I don't know if they Calvin or Gap or, you know, Aeropostale. I don't know what they are, but they're definitely, or back in the day, they would say dungarees.
Yes. I like the aesthetic of that. Okay. January, it's bleak. The weather is cloudy and overcast and gray. So to go with the like monochromatic opening.
Come on, Robert.
Yes. Yes.
It's
this
like
is feeling January.
Yes. It's like a puzzle. It's like a play. It's a performance. And to make the pieces fit together right is always the complicated part of the assignment of putting together the Zaddies. Because it's not just like you just throw them together. You got to it has to tell a story.
Nobody else puts this much care into a calendar.
Robert, you better let them know. Yeah. Because honestly, like, I stress out over it. Because, of course, you know, some people, when they want to be in it, they're like, I only want to be in this month. It's my birthday month. And I'm like, okay.
But you don't get to decide.
You know, I mean, you know, I try to. But then their birthday month will be December. And they give me a beach photo. So it's like, you know, I try to, like, I really do try to tell a story in placing the mom. So it's not just like anybody gets a slot. So yeah, see, I'm glad that you picked up on see each other.
I see you. I see you as a creator. Okay. All right. Let's turn the page. I think I know what I'm going to see when I turn the page. I think I know. Yes. And I am right. That it is your co-host, Wendell Holland. And here he is. And he's on vacation again. And it looks like that he is, he's wearing pink trunks, but he's looking down. Last year, I remember famously, he was like working on a project. It was Wendell at work. This is back to Wendell at play.
Wendell here. At play. Yes.
And yeah, he looks like almost like, I think I dropped my keys in the ocean.
Let me lift up my sunglasses.
Let me see. Do you see them? I think I dropped the keys.
I don't know how we're going to get home. So I need everybody to look and see if you can see them. Yes. So we've got the baby boy, Wendell Holland. And clearly, if you see him in another calendar, then that means our friend contract has been renewed for another year.
Oh, okay. That's what this is. Yes.
This is the agreement of our friendship contract. Mm-hmm. Every calendar, if he's not February, we are no longer friends. So this is a renewal of our contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any specific other reason why this specific photo? Does he give you a bunch of photos to choose from?
He does. And so this year was particularly difficult because he recently had ACL surgery. Did I say it right? It's an ACL. Yep.
Yeah.
And so he was down and not in the gym. And, you know, according to him, I didn't give him enough notice to get him a photo.
So it has to be a current photo?
Yes. Well, I mean, this year I was giving him leniency. I was like, if you want to go into the archives, and then he's like, that's not honest. I'm an upstanding citizen. Like, it needs to be a recent photo. So I was like, okay, well, I mean, you tell me what you would like to do.
I think you could do whatever you want.
I mean, right. But Wendell takes everything is... It has to be serious with Wendell. It has to be rules. It has to be integrity. So it had to be a current photo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
where was Wendell in this photo?
I believe he was in Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
So I believe that's where the photo was. So the photo was within a year, within his time frame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sends me these photos and he's like, but I don't like this one or that one or this one. So I'm like, so you're
sending them?
I have got to go with this one. But it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it?
Was he putting the sunglasses on or taking them off?
When you get into the photo, I question if he's even touching them, Robert. I feel like it was, let me do this pose.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you actually do a pose and you're not actually doing the thing, then you're just posing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's even touching them.
Hmm.
But I appreciate Wendeezy Holland, you know, winner of Ghost Island, HGTV host, ambassador for Chevy, Hot Mess House, Smart Home on HGTV. So, you know, my best friend is over there doing amazing things. And I'm just still so honored that he has the time to still participate in the Zaddy calendar. And, you know, with the Bryson Wynn Presents, the tour coming, you know, I just am always happy and excited to collaborate with my brother, Wendeezy.
All right. Great job here. Another year for Wendell in the Zaddy calendar. All right, we turn the page to March.
Brace yourself.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know if this is the same beach, but we're continuing on. And then... we have a man that I know well from over the years. A man who first made his reality TV debut some 20 years before this calendar came out. Here he is. I know this is his birthday month also. Okay. And here he is holding a rather modest. Is this a papaya?
I thought it was a coconut. But I mean, no. Because sometimes the could this be a not ripe coconut?
Yeah. Maybe a large lime, perhaps?
Not a lot. Maybe, I mean, a mango.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a mango. Maybe a mango. But
mango.
It is Johnny Fairplay as he came into this world holding nothing but a small piece of fruit.
Yes. So first of all, Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah.
Love him. We have a love-hate relationship. Okay. I always loved Johnny Fairplay. Then for a while, I thought we was at odds. Then, you know, we were able to make up, make amends. And, you know, I love Johnny. I think he's funny. And he, you know, I always love the,
he has
you know
his me. Moments.
But I love him. And we were able to, like, you know, talk through our moments. And he came to one of our parties in D.C. And, you know, I always am so shocked when people are like, when am I going to be his Zaddy? And I, like, again, I be like... whatever you want. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that people constantly say to you, when am I going to be a Zaddy?
And right. And so I always feel like whenever you want, you know, this is the first time we have, like, I don't know. I don't try to like reach out to a lot of people because I don't want people to, I don't know. It's like, it's a delicate dance. Like there are people that I would be honored to be in this calendar. And honestly, like Johnny Fairplay is a Survivor legend. He is an hilarious person and he got a story for a story for a story. When He was in D.C. with us. Like, I mean, he just was like nonstop with the stories. And I was just all in for the stories. And so, again, he was just like, when am I going to be a Saturday? And I'm like, well, whatever you want. I just would never think. And so one random day, I'm just minding my business. Okay. I'm, you know, minding my business, laying in the bed, watching TV. And, you know, I comment on one of Johnny's photos because, you know, I like to comment on the Instagram, show love. Right. And he's like, check your DM, wink. And so I think it's a joke. So I'm like, okay, wink. And 2 weeks later, I'm with Wendell. And Wendell's like, hey, I just got off the phone with Johnny Fairplay. Did you ever check your DM?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So I checked.
I just sent you some nudes.
I checked the DM and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Now, yeah. There are times that people submit photos that, you know, I have to respectfully pass on. But I really felt like Johnny.
Because they're not tasteful.
I mean, well, those aren't considered for the Zaddy. But there are some people that, you know, consider for the Zaddy and they'll send me photos. And I'm just like, prime example. I love him. But Earl Cole, winner. I love Earl. And, you know, Earl, first of all, anywhere Earl goes, he always, like, takes a tourist photo. It doesn't matter where it is. Like, you know, he's any. Look at his Instagram. Like, it's always like.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I asked Earl to be a part of it, he's like, I just don't have any photos, Bryce. I'm like, Earl, you are Earl. Go show me the archive. And so, you know, again, it's just like having to coach them. Like, listen, it doesn't have to be an explicit. It could be whatever. So, you know, we were able to work with Earl to get a great photo. But listen, Johnny understood the assignment. Right off the bat.
He gets it.
I didn't even ask. I said, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, papaya.
Yeah, there's not much more to describe here.
Yeah.
He's wearing sunglasses.
Yes. He's not looking for his keys.
Not looking for the keys. Yeah. Or and, if he has them, we know where they are. Yeah.
And dare I say, I mean, I don't know if I ever like thought about what Johnny Fairplay body would look like.
Yeah.
But I was pleasantly surprised. I said, okay, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We see you.
Yeah, he's kept it together.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bryce, should we talk about April?
We should.
Okay. All right. Turning the head to April. Oh, and here is a man who maybe might have come from a wedding because he is wearing a suit and tie. Tie is loosened. Okay. It is your friend and mine. Rick Devins is here.
Yes, baby boy. First of all, we got shout out Becca Devins. Okay. For getting us this exclusive photo of the Rick of the Devins.
Yes.
And I love me some cousin Ricky. He's been a great friend. And honestly, I had to do this because Rick called me and was like, when am I going to be in the Zaddy photo? He was like, you don't understand. I'm like, good morning, cousin Ricky.
Yes.
How are you? Okay. And Rick liked to surprise you with a FaceTime. And any of my friends know, you call me early in the morning, I'm likely to have a bonnet or a wave cap on. So, you know, you know, Bryce got his way. I'm like, what do you want, Ricky? He's like, when am I going to be in the Zaddy calendar? I'm like, mm-hmm. He's like, no, you don't understand. Gavin and Stephen Fishbeck are constantly taunting me.
Yeah, those guys are horrible to each other.
Like, I'm like, what do you mean taunting me? Mm-hmm. He's like, Gavin is saying I'll never be a Zaddy. Stephen Fishbeck is like, you don't have the chops.
Wow.
What? Now, Stephen did have an iconic Zaddy photo.
Very iconic, yeah.
By the poolside,
yeah.
Poolside, he was ready to go. And so I said, Cousin Ricky, we got to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But
then a couple of days later, Cousin Ricky called me and was like, what should I give? Mm-hmm. I'm like, Ricky, I don't know. Now, a lot of the times when I do call or talk to Cousin Ricky or see his post, he's normally outside, you know, and his kids got like a dollhouse. I'm like, well, maybe stage is set up by the dollhouse. Cousin Ricky ain't like that. He said, I got something for you.
Yeah.
And a couple of days later, I had these amazing photos. I said, okay, Cousin Ricky,
yeah.
Did you get a haircut?
He did. The beard is on point. Haircut. Works.
On fleek.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He is wearing a blue blazer, got the white shirt on, one button undone, black tie, tie loosened.
Possibly still at the wedding.
Okay. Yes, either at the wedding or just walked off a newscast.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun. Zaddy.
This year, reporting live. Okay. He's given the off-camera look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Glad it's not an Issa look because I see a thumb. And so, you know, that wouldn't be good for Issa look.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For a Zaddy.
Yeah.
It's giving.
That's right around
everything.
The corner. Yeah. Well,
can you believe it?
Oh, I know.
But, you know, Cousin Ricky is giving everything that needs to be done.
Yeah. All right, Rick Devins. It's Rick Devins' birthday month, April 5th, a week before Jack Atkins' birthday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's all happening in April.
Now, does that make them, is that a Sagittarius?
You know, I honestly don't know the spring signs. I know that people are going to, these are shots fired. I don't know the spring signs so good.
Now, I know it's Pisces.
I know the fall.
I know Leo is sometime. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There's Rick Devins, Mr. Okay. April 2023.
Oh.
Okay. Let's look at May. Who's got May?
What's May giving?
Yes. Okay. Hi.
Ah.
Yes.
Hello.
Here he is, fresh off of Survivor 42. Here is High on the Beach. Lots of very beachy 2023 Zaddy calendar.
We need to relax. We need, you know, peace. We need R&R in our life.
Yes.
2022 was a lot.
It was a lot. Bryce, I think High understands the assignment here.
1,000%. I believe on Beyonce's new Renaissance album, she says face card never denied. And High is out here serving face, serving chest, serving a little bit of body hair.
Yeah.
And I really am honored
hair,
to have hair, hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
The horizon is perfectly aligned with his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
One shoulder up, chin up.
Mm-hmm.
What they call it, 9 o'clock shadow. Okay, High, listen, dreamy, as my aunt would say, dreamy eyes.
Yeah.
Looking, a lot of the people, you know, aren't looking directly at the camera this year, or they got sunglasses on. But High said, listen, hello.
No, that's what you do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so excited this collaboration came about from the Issa look. And I felt like High was serving face in his cast photos. And during our first exchange and communication, High was saying, put me in, coach, put me in. And I, of course, am always just so honored. And again, to see an LGBTQ plus member on Survivor and killing the game how he did. It's just such an honor. And so, you know, the Zaddy calendar got all flavors, all styles, all colors, whatever you need, we got. So I was honored to have High. And for High to understand the assignment right off the bat, I was like, come on, baby boy, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, not much else to describe here other than High is wearing the only article of clothing we see here is the hat.
No mangoes, no papayas, no little limes, just
no citrus, nothing. Yeah, just the hat.
Just the hat.
Yeah.
Warming you up for the summer months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So High's on the beach. Not sure if this is the same beach as Johnny Fairplay or Wendell.
But it's a beach.
It's beautiful day for sure. I see. But two of the other Zaddies from this year also have their birthdays featured.
Stop saying it. No more birthdays.
No more birthdays. Okay.
No.
We're not announcing the birthdays for the year?
No,
okay. No. All right. Got it. What about Mother's Day? Are we allowed to say that?
Robert, why every time I record you, you make me so hot, I start sweating?
That's my superpower.
Not
fanning yourself with the 2022 Zaddy calendar. Yes, okay. It's not garbage yet, Bryce. Come on.
Not you gonna say, can we say Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm. May 14th, 2023.
That's a day before Barb's birthday.
Oh, okay. It'll be a big 3-day weekend this year. Yeah. All right. Let's look at June. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Boy. All right. Bryce, this one, you got me in the blender. You threw me for a loop here because we're going to celebrate Pride Month.
Okay.
With Dr. Evie Jagoda. How about that?
Listen, okay. Non-binary badass. Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, Zaddies come all shape and sizes. And over here, we show love. And,
Lauren Rimmer was in the original Zaddy calendar.
Listen, okay. Okay. Lauren walked.
Yeah.
Okay. So Evie could fly this June 2023. And I am obsessed with Evie. And as much as I love Evie, I'm just obsessed with their partner. I feel like their partner is just
Carmel.
My life partner. We just get each other. Carmelo and I, we just the first time that we met, and obviously when clearly Evie was there, and Evie was like, here, just go ahead, go have your moment. And me and Carmelo just, first of all, we were matching, and I just love Evie and their partner. I love Evie. And I thought that, again, just be a powerful moment. And again, I think that representation is so important. And I feel like that at times that people think that the Zaddy calendar is like a box and it's just something that, like, no, a Zaddy can be whatever it is that you want to be, as long as you are exuding love, as long as you are exuding positivity, as long as you are walking in your truth, you can 1,000% be a Zaddy. And I am truly honored to have Pride Month of 2023 be this bad non-binary, my friend Evie out here killing it. So I'm just honored. And again, people just think the Zaddy calendar is just the Zaddy, like, we are breaking barriers.
It's not just one thing, people. Yeah. Okay. And here we are in June. Evie is on the steps. Maybe, is this a doc? Got like some doc shoes on.
Okay.
Okay. V-neck, black tee, sunglasses. Sunglasses are big in 2023.
Get you some.
Yep. Baseball cap. Unclear what team that is. And then, hard to tell. These are some pants. Maybe, but it's hard to tell. Shorts, or maybe these are like a capri pants that got rolled up.
I'm feeling like a khaki short.
Yeah. Okay.
Now,
and a laugh. What's so funny, Evie?
Is this a beach? Is this a lake?
No, I think that, yeah, I think it's lake, creek, perhaps. Okay. I don't think this is a beach.
Okay. You've never seen steps walking right down into the beach.
No, not, and maybe if there was like a dock, but I feel like it's too rocky for a dock.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's Evie.
Evie is laughing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Starting June, we getting it cracking.
Okay. All right. Summer is here, Bryce. Now it's got to get hot in July. Okay. Ooh. Let's turn the page to go to July. All right. And here is another member of Survivor 41. Okay. Here is Danny McRae. Where's Kiki?
She is behind the camera.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
Shout out to Danny's wife, Kiki, for making all of this happen. Because
yes,
child, Danny wasn't going to make it happen. It was Kiki. So all of the
did credits, Danny say no?
So no, Danny didn't say no. But just know when Danny say my wife Kiki, he mean his wife Kiki. When we had Danny on the Purple Pants podcast for a deep dive,
yes,
and
great interview, yes,
thank you. I was nervous to have Danny on. You know, just a former NFL player, and I'm like, here I am coming as my authentic self. I don't know how we want to mesh. But, you know, I was nervous. And I think, like, after we got done the interview, I was like, oh, my God, Danny, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. And Danny's like, I just got to tell you something. And little did I know, you know, before he got on the challenge and the my wife Kiki thing, he was like, my wife Kiki? I was like, yes. He was like, she would love y'all. He was like, I don't even want y'all to meet because you guys are going to be best friends. I was like, really? Like,
yeah.
And sometimes when people say that, it's, I mean, you're not a gay man, Robert, mm-hmm. but for my queer people out there, you know, that coworker that's like, or that friend that's like, you should meet my friend. You guys would be, and you instantaneously, like, you know, yeah. like, okay, it's not going to work. So I was a little apprehensive. Yeah. And, shortly after, Kiki and I connected, and I have to say, Danny was 1,000% right. While Danny was filming, you know, the Challenge USA, Kiki and I were buddies, and I just, she's amazing. And, yes. I, you know, I was like, we need to make this photo happen. She was like, don't worry, I got you. You name the place. We're going on vacation, or I can get you the backyard. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, the backyard is fine. You know, then she like, this is the option for the clothes. You like this? I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, she called me one morning. She said, listen, I got Danny up out the bed, but it started raining. But I looked on the weather. It's only supposed to rain for the next half an hour. So we are sitting outside waiting for the rain to stop. I said, listen. Yes. Kiki didn't play.
A whole production.
All production, and we honestly got a great photo of the baby boy that is Danny, aka Kiki's husband, yes. Danny.
You know, my issue with Danny is that I feel like he is making all the husbands look bad because he talks about his wife all the time, and then everybody else's wife is like, how come you don't talk about me all the time? Well, like, would you give me all the shout outs? And I said, well, I really don't think that's my story. Is like, what is my wife thinking all the time? And like, I'm like, oh, how come it's good enough for Danny?
First of all, to the first lady, Nicole, listen, mm-hmm. queen that she is, mm-hmm. she right. Listen, it needs to be more my wife. But listen, the exclusive members, the patrons, they get their patron conversation with you and Nicole. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's great. But I was cracking up last week on the challenge. I felt like Dominic Abate was feeling the heat.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, you know, before, you know, the challenge, Dominic Abate was like, well, my wife would enjoy this as well, too. I think Danny was applying the pressure out there.
You might have heard.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here is Danny. Okay. And Danny is out by the pool, as we mentioned, sitting on the lounge chair, not lounging, sitting on the lounge chair. He is wearing a beige tank top. And blue okay. shorts, okay? And not too long. Bryce does not care for that. Just get ready for your Survivor. It's a look, okay? Yes. And then he's got...
I would like to say that I think the shorts that Danny have that have been coined this summer are Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Hoochie Daddy.
Hoochie Daddy. That means...
Hoochie Daddy.
Hoochie Daddy.
Not Hoochie Zaddy.
No. Well, I mean... You might be onto something. It's a Hoochie Zaddy short. And it's the shorts that I like. Got the thigh out, okay, well above the knee. And listen, you ain't nothing but a Hoochie Zaddy. And we love it. We are here for the Hoochie mm-hmm. Zaddy shorts. And we, you know, I feel like for your birthday this year, Robert, I'm going to get you some.
Okay. Nice. So Danny has sneakers and then socks, probably like kind of like a three-quarter sock. Yeah, not an ankle sock, but not all the way up.
Yeah, listen, style by Kiki. Okay, mm-hmm. Listen, you know, I want to show your sock off to bring out the, to match the sneaker with the shorts. That kind of is that combo. Danny has his locks freshly retwisted. Okay, Danny is looking into the sun. Yeah. Again, not looking directly at us, looking into the sun. The camera is loving Danny. It just rained.
Yep.
Glistening. Okay.
And then got the Fitbit on.
Yeah.
This is an Apple Watch, maybe. Apple Watch, probably.
Not a Fitbit, yes. Mm-hmm. But the Apple Watch is counting his steps.
Yes.
So,
we can't see how many steps he had.
We can't
see how many. It's early, though. Yeah.
It's early, you know?
It's early.
And he got the Hoochie Daddy shorts on. So listen, his legs are free, so he's able to walk a lot of different steps. So mm-hmm. we are here for July.
Okay. Mr. July, Danny McRae. Okay, let's go to August. Okay, 1 year from now, where will we be? Okay.
Where I'd like to be.
Okay. All right. We are in bed with Xander Hastings.
I like what you said about August.
We got some Xander candy here.
Y'all know this was coming. We love it. Listen, it's Xandy to me and my phone. I love Xander. Moment I met him, I thought that he was amazing. You know, we were friends before he went out there through, shout out to the baby boy, Jack Atkins. And I know this is probably, Jack Atkins is going to be mad at me.
Why?
But because, you know, Xander has made the calendar before Jack. And, you know, I keep telling Jack, I feel like 2025 is his year. So we're getting there. But
it's
I just
coming.
Love it. It's coming. You know, Robert had to these wait
years,
his turn.
Yeah, these years go by quicker and quicker.
Yeah, I read a report that the Earth's axis is spinning and this time is going by a lot faster. Mm-hmm. But I really do have very fond thoughts of Xander. One, because I just, in meeting him, he is truly an old soul. Two, I just, he's amazing. Three, I think that he gets my humor and my, I love Xander. He's just such a... You know, I just like, I text him. I'm like, hey, Xander, how you doing? And it's always just like, hey, Bryce, how's your day? How are you? Like, you know, just so listen. So, and I love the relationship that he is currently in. He seems very happy. I just love me some Zaddy Xander.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems like a really nice guy that I like him a lot, too. I think he's a good sport about everything. And so here he is in bed. What would you say? Is this a duvet?
I would say it is a mm-hmm. duvet cover. I would almost say it don't even got a cover on it. It's just the duvet. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The cover is in the washing machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe it's laundry day. Maybe he just threw it in. And then here he is curled up with it. He's got some hair over his face. Do you think he might have just like finished off some stew and maybe is like, oh, I gotta lay down. I got the meat sweats. Too much stew.
Whew, it was hot outside. Okay. The stew was hot. And, you know, it put him down. It, mm-hmm. You know, laid him down. But, you know, he was like, I got to get Bryce this photo. Mm-hmm. I don't have much energy.
I can't bring myself to do it. There is Xander. Again, this is a very artistic photo here. It's too hot out. He's in the air conditioning. You see, it looks super sunny outside, but he's inside.
He's inside. Still showing off low body. Still letting you know he got low body. Still letting you know he's a runner. I feel like the backboard of the bed frame, I feel like his hair is like, I want to be a piece of the backboard.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
You're not. So I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to I thought that was part of the window, but that's the bed. That's the bed.
A bed frame.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's a nice photo from Xander.
You know, we out here. The Zaddy calendar and we love Xander.
Bryce, let's turn ahead to the fall of 2023. Can you even imagine the fall of 2023?
Okay. It's a lot.
All right. All right. It's Ed Eason. Bryce, tell me about Ed Eason. Is this from The Circle?
This is from The Circle and from The Challenge, Ed. Mm-hmm. Yes. Listen, we are breaking barriers now. Also,
they have been broken. Yeah.
Don't tell Jack Atkins. Because Jack will kill me on this one. But listen, first of all, Ed lives 15 minutes away from me.
Right.
We live so close. I think, he lives in Conshohocken. And I always find it so funny whenever I'm watching Ed's Instagram. And back when I used to be a child welfare worker, Montgomery County is rather a big county. It's one of the larger counties in Pennsylvania. But I know where Ed be racing his car. I know exactly where it is.
And mom was stay away from Delco girls. Right? I think that was his brother, right?
I think that might have been that might have been his mom to both of them.
Yeah. But she hates Delco.
Listen, some of my friends live in Delco, right? Mm-hmm. But we love Ed. And mind you, I didn't realize Ed had such a body on the circle. And we live so close. And so we became friends. And Ed is just a great person. He is hilarious on Instagram. And of course, I said, Ed, you got to be into Zeti. And he delivered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's Ed Eason, that he is shirtless. Is wearing the shorts. Well, Hoochie Daddy shorts, would you say? Or a little long for Hoochie Daddy?
Oh, Lord.
I don't think these are Hoochie Daddy shorts.
They Hoochie Daddy.
Hoochie Daddy, okay. What do I know? And then... he's got the Converse All-Stars. Oh. Black shoes, black socks, black shorts. And then he's got a motorcycle. Like the color.
Yes.
Like a baby blue motorcycle. This is not a moped, right?
I mean, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to tell. Hard to tell. I feel like... it's that ripply seat for me makes it could be is there more over there that could be a moped? But I feel like
I don't really know the distinction between what's the line that it crosses from moped to motorcycle.
So I feel like a moped is a little shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's the shape. A motorcycle is more aerodynamic.
Yeah, I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want Ed to be like, hey, I'm going to kick your ass. You said I had a moped. I have a motorcycle.
So I definitely think this is a motorcycle, but I think a moped looks more leisurely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then, Ed has got one foot up on the bike, looking at the camera.
Okay.
He's got hand on hip.
Okay.
Yeah. Looking intimidating.
Oh.
He's like, what'd you say about my moped?
This is definitely not a moped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got wearing the crucifix.
Okay.
Okay. I hope his motorcycle didn't break down. Looks like he's a little bit in the middle of nowhere.
He's waiting for Triple A.
He's waiting for Triple A to come, or his brother, or his mom to come pick him up. Maybe like, hey, Bryce, I'm only 15 minutes away. Come get me.
Come get me. I will come
get your boy.
In.
Yeah. Bring gas.
Yeah.
Motorcycle's not working. Okay.
Send help.
Send help. Okay. Send. Okay. All right. All right. That's September 2023.
Yes.
All right. Who is the new Mr. October?
Who is the old Mr. October?
I don't know. Reggie Jackson? Okay. Who is the new Mr. October? Oh, it's Fessy. Who flipped? Yes. Here is Fessy Shafat. Okay.
Listen,
I didn't know you knew Fessy.
Oh, yes. This is the most interesting story. Yes. First of all, you know, I did an OnlyFans review of Ozzy.
Yes.
And, you know, the fans loved it. And, you know, I did an OnlyFans of Fessy.
I didn't even know Fessy had OnlyFans.
You know now. Okay. Yeah. You know, listen, and if anybody is listening, if there anyone that males that have reality TV that has been on reality TV and you feel like I need to do a review of their OnlyFans, please let me know because I'm out here doing the work for the people.
Okay.
Let me spend the money.
Yeah.
And save you the, you know. So I did a review of Fessy's OnlyFans. And I met Fessy, I would probably say like last December at Hearts of Reality.
Yeah.
And I feel like Fessy has like a rap, like, you know, you see him on the challenge and, you know, people think he is one way, in which I feel like he is. But I also feel like you have to get to know him because, like, you know, I went up to him because I was like, oh my God, it's Fessy. Like, you know, I like admire like Fessy, see him on the challenge. And, you know, I said, what's up? He said, what's up? And then later that night, Wendell and I had a party and Fessy slid through. Fessy was not happy with the music. So mind you, I didn't even know Fessy knew my name. Okay, mm-hmm. I was just out there, like, you know, chilling. Fessy like, hey, Bryce. I said, oh, Fessy know my name.
Yeah.
He's like, can I get on the aux cord? Like, I need to change the music. So I was like, okay.
Were you the DJ?
I wasn't the DJ, but, you know, the speaker was near me. And true story, I'm like, well, here's the thing, Fessy. The speaker is Wendell's. And Wendell is a frugal person. So this speaker is like 27 years old and it don't really connect. You got to like hold it upside down. You have to like shake your phone for it to connect. And he's like, oh no, I got it.
Yeah.
I was like, are you sure? Okay. He was like, I got it. Baby, the music went silent for about 15 minutes. Okay. Like Fessy couldn't get it. And so that's when we kind of sort of met. And like, you know, it was cool. Then we went to Pittsburgh together for this charity event. And this is where, you know, I really got to get Fessy, not to get him, but like I knew he was coming. I was like, oh, I'm going to lock him down for the Zaddy. And I just really discovered that Fessy is like such a cool person. He's really an introvert. And I think that a lot of people think that he's like this smug, like too good for like, but really he's just an introvert. And it was like, you know, Wendell, Josh Martinez, myself, Derek Frazier from Big Brother. We all went to Pittsburgh for this reality charity event to support the Latino commerce of Pittsburgh. And it's like me and Derek in the back seat. And, you know, we're just talking. And it was like some of Derek's friends. And the song came on. And first of all, we was like, who is controlling the music in the car?
It was Fessy. And,
Fessy had his headphones on. And so... So Wendell and Josh are like talking. And so it's just like me, Derek, and like one of Derek's friends in the back. And we're like, what song is this? Like, who is on the aux cord? And out of nowhere, Fessy is like, it's Kesha. Mm-hmm. And we was like,
yeah.
Kesha? How does Fessy know this? So I just love Fessy. I think that he is amazing, funny. And so, you know, hit him up. And, you know, he was like, well, what type of photo? What type of, you know, I said, well, you know, give us something that didn't make the OnlyFans. And I bet I truly believe he delivered here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about what Fessy has going on here. So Fessy appears to be in some sort of like outdoor shower. Okay. I don't see water coming down on him, but he does seem like he is wet from he got sprayed. I don't know where, how. maybe in the back you could see like there's a shower head that's above him, not in the frame.
Okay.
I don't see where the controls are for that one, but I guess it's behind him. Okay. And then he is wearing not a bathing suit, but he appears to be in underwear.
Oh,
boxer briefs, in fact, Calvin Klein, maroon. And then here he is just taking a shower in his underwear at the outdoor shower.
Yes.
Yes.
We love it. The Calvin Klein briefs look wet. They
are
as well.
Yes. They are wet and they are sticking to him. to some degree, that in ways that a bathing suit wouldn't.
Is that the difference between underwear and bathing suits?
I think so. Yeah, different fabric.
So they don't. I never thought of that.
Yeah, because that okay. cotton's gonna you get wet. It's gonna like stick to you.
Oh, okay. I never actually thought of that. But yeah. I mean, listen, and I don't know. You know, it looked like Fessy was in the middle of the shower, and you know, he was washing up, and then someone was like, "Hey, is that Fessy?" And I Fessy put his hand on his head and said,
"Hey, is that Kesha?" Yeah. Like, yeah, you're damn right. Yes. Kesha.
It's definitely Kesha.
Give me the aux cord.
But shout out to Fessy for being in this. I know that, you know, I just appreciate it. Although, you know, when I had after Pittsburgh, now I'm going to tell the whole story. Y'all got time. So after Pittsburgh, you know, hit Fessy up like, "Hey, Fess, what's up? What's going on? What's up with the photos?" It's giving red. I said, "Ooh, okay, well, listen, I'm okay. You know, let me give it two more weeks. Let me text him again. Hey, Fessy, what's up?" It's giving no reply. So I said, "Okay.
Okay.
I got something for you, Fessy. Happen to be with Wendell maybe the next weekend." I said, "Wendell, give me your phone." I wrote, "Hey, what's up?" 2 seconds later, "Hey, bro." I said, "I know you lying."
You were not joking when you said in the beginning of the podcast, I had to send messages from other people's phones.
FaceTime, "Where's my photo?" So, but no, yeah. I did have to, you know, track him down. I think he was a little apprehensive. He didn't really know.
He didn't know what it was. Yeah.
He didn't know what the Zaddy calendars were. But I was just trying to explain to him. It's just, it's love, it's peace, and I appreciate it. But, you know, after I had to gently stalk him, and which I did for the people.
Yeah.
Because we got this photo.
You got
and,
it.
And I do it again.
Got his ass. Yeah.
Got him.
Okay. All right. There is Fessy for October. Okay. All right. Let's look ahead to November 2023. Okay. It's getting a little colder. Thanksgiving. And here is, oh, wait, it was a swerve. Jack Atkins. He's here.
The baby boy is here. I have so much to say about my baby boy that is Jack Atkins. Mm-hmm. And I think that he is an amazing, loyal friend. You know, I met him in was going to South Africa for a charity event. And Jack, saw the charity event and wanted to be a part of it and came along. And, you know, I've told you the bathroom story of the South. Have I never told you this bathroom story of South Africa?
Remind me.
So we're on a plane, South Africa. You know me, I love to eat. And, you know, they were giving us food. And the plane ride, I don't know if it's 10, 11, 12 hours, something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the plane landed. And, you know, we got off the plane. And I looked at Wendell. Wendell looked at me. And my stomach said,
yeah,
rumble-tee-tumble. And Wendell's stomach said, rumble-dee-tumble. So we went running to the bathroom. And when we went into the bathroom, it was like just only us in the bathroom. And like, you know, the bathroom is a rather small bathroom at two stalls. And like, you know, we're in the bathroom stalls. And I'm like, I've never like had to go to the bathroom this close to somebody. So we're trying to keep it like somewhat cute. Because, like, it's a little awkward, but, baby, the way my stomach was set up, and all I know is that it was just giving back and forth. And so, like, you know, we're just cracking up because it's like, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I come out the bathroom stall, and there's a line of people. Like, this bathroom is small, and yeah, I didn't realize it was, like, so many people in there. And the first person is, like, Jack, and he is cracking up. And that was the beginning of our friendship. And, you know, Jack has come aboard the podcast at the launch of the maiden voyage to kind of sort of help and assure that the podcast was together. He's done the Survivor News with me and then gone on to just be an amazing reality star on The Circle and The Floor is Lava. And I don't think I ever knew, again, because although I know the Zeddy calendar is a thing and like I'm so appreciative, at times I don't also think like how important it is to some people. And over the last like maybe couple of months, I think that Jack really expressed to me how important the Zaddy calendar is to him. And I never looked at it from his, like, you know, he was like, he thinks it's so funny because he's like, I joked about going on a reality show so that I could actually be on the Zaddy calendar. And so I just, at times you don't see how much people support you and how much of an influence you can have on people's lives. And it was important for me to just to honor my friend Jack, who has been an amazing friend to me, to be in the Zaddy calendar. So I'm truly honored to have the baby boy that is the Jack Atkins blessing this calendar.
Okay. Jack Atkins is here. He is wearing a polo, tan polo shirt. He has a cup. Is it have a some water?
I think he is staying hydrated.
He is hydrated. He's in France.
He's in France.
Okay.
And you know,
I wouldn't have guessed France.
Yes. People think I'm joking when I like style my baby boy Jack Atkins. Like, mind you, he's gotten a lot better, but you know, I had to put together this outfit. You know, Jack loves to like send me these photos. Like, what do you think of this? Like, how do you think this is? And so, like, I'm like, that and that works, Jack. Get me the photos. And so Jack, you know, was able to come up with this, but you know, he looks so cool. He looks south of French.
More sunglasses.
More sunglasses. He got the theme. Jack was like, I'm not sure if it's a look, if I should show my thumb, put it in my pocket. I'm not sure. But the baby boy is giving us looks and vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he's wearing pants that have a pattern. I can't quite make out the pattern. That's not cheetah print, is it?
I think it's like Where's Waldo print.
Where's Waldo print? Yes.
We can't confirm or deny if these are Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Yeah. I would have thought pants. Okay.
I think they are shorts. I'm going to give Jack the benefit of the doubt and say that they are Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jack, baby boy is out here, you know, living his dream. He's officially a Zaddy.
Officially a Zaddy. He made it. Does not have to wait till 2025 for Jack Atkins.
He's here.
Okay. All right. Should we talk about December, Bryce?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Wow. December 2023. Here he is. Okay. The third member from Survivor 41. Here he is to bring it home. It's the Silver Fox, Ricard Foyer.
Yes, another Survivor legend, killed it on his season, was a huge, you know, representation. Seeing him and Evie win those immunity challenges back to back, just as a queer person of color, just to see that on Survivor was just huge for me. And so I think Ricard played an amazing game. I love to follow Ricard and his beautiful family and his children. And so it was truly an honor. You know, I said, baby boy, what's up? And of course, he understood the assignment.
Mm-hmm. You know, he gets it. Yeah.
He gets it. You know, I don't know if he's looking at us. Okay. He was like, I ain't going, I'm a laugh, but I ain't going to look.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm trying to figure out where Ricard is. So it looks like he's like laying on some rocks, unclear where he is, that he is wearing either a sweatshirt or a long sleeve tee. And he's laughing. Is somebody tickling his feet? I don't know. but his eyes are closed, but he's laughing about something. What's so funny, Ricard?
When I
something
saw
you want to share with the rest of us?
I was like, he in a cave. I thought like, is this a photo? Did somebody ask for the idol back and he hit it in the cave and is laughing like
they'll never find it.
Never. But yes, I just, you know, you don't think this is a cave, like what you, or you know what? I guess if you're looking at it, it could be by the creek that Evie is by.
Yeah, I don't think it's a cave. He's too well lit for a cave. It would be dark if he was in a cave.
I mean, a flash, Robert.
I guess so, but I don't know. I feel like that there's some light coming in, bouncing off of his face. I feel like that the flash wouldn't be from that angle.
Okay. So
and
right.
You wouldn't. You'd be too scared in a dark cave. You wouldn't be laughing like this. Look how happy he is.
He could be crying. He
could be crying that he's scared in the dark cave. Yeah. But yeah, he looks happy.
We love it. And we love Ricard and truly an honor to have another Survivor legend grace the Zetti calendars.
Yes. Okay. There is Ricard. Now, I know you always get extra with the Zetti calendar, right?
Okay.
Are we really going to talk about 2024?
I think we might have to.
And January 2024 is a man by the name of Ryan Ferguson. The Ryan Ferguson.
Okay. From the Netflix series, from Amazing Race. The Zetti that is Ryan Ferguson. We opening the doors. We opening it up to Amazing Race.
Ryan who raced with Dusty for the Amazing Race. Got it. You know, the Amazing Race people, you don't know their last names. It's Ryan and Dusty. It's Ryan from Ryan and Dusty. Yeah.
Yes. I loved Ryan on his season. You know, shout out to my girl, Brooke Camhai, when we cover Amazing Race. And I really, you know, loved Ryan. And, you know, he had done time in jail. He was wrongly convicted, did a lot of, you know, and, you know, that was a...
Yes.
You know me. I'm like Ryan. If you would have
written back and forth with him, if you knew.
I would. Okay. Put a little something on your commissary. I love me some Ryan. And I got the chance to meet Ryan last fall. And I was nervous because I didn't know, like, what type of vibe Ryan would be. And, you know, he's got this podcast all about, like, injustices in the prison reform and the prison system. And so, like, I was like, I don't know what Ryan is going to think when he meet me. But again, I just showed up as my full self and was like, Ryan! And he was so amazing. And I was like, oh my God, we got to get you on the Zetti calendar. Shout out to the Purple Pants Posse on the Twitter that was like, we need Ryan. Now, I explained to Ryan what it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need photo. Okay. Now, mind you, I didn't know what Ryan body looked like. Okay? His race. We could see that he was fit.
Yeah.
And, you know, he might have had, you know, a little time to work out.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
I said, okay, send me some photos. Now, for the Zetti calendar, we like to see your face. But Ryan was like, I like to be mysterious.
So it's
like
very mysterious photo. He's looking down, looking south.
But the body is giving very much Garrett Edelstein, who? Okay, it's giving amazing. But Ryan was just so cool and open to the idea. And I was just excited to, again, you know, just open the franchise's door up to the Amazing Race as well. And so I was just excited to have him and just really excited of this body of work that I have created.
Yes, impressive. Yes. Oh, the calendar. Yes. Bryce, he's wearing the, again, I can't tell you much about that, what he's wearing. It's very dark in the photo, but he is wearing the RF hat, which we all know stands for Ryan Ferguson. The iconic Ryan Ferguson logo is there on the hat. And then he's wearing shorts, pants. Who's to say?
Your guess is as good as mine.
And there he is. Ryan.
Daddy.
Ryan Ferguson. 2024.
Open the door.
And then?
And then, what else we got?
I know. Here on the back.
Oh.
So we got a little handy-dandy quick look calendar. 2023, 2024, and then I can also write down my emergency numbers and important phone numbers. But here is a man that once upon a time you reviewed his OnlyFans and then had a iconic meetup with Ozzy.
Yes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Ozzy is was in the 2022 Zaddy calendar, correct?
Correct.
Yes, but not from this photo shoot.
Not from this photo shoot. Okay. This photo shoot then broke the internet.
Broke
okay.
The internet. Yes.
You know, never in a million years would I be watching Ozzy climb a tree on the Survivor, and never would I think that I'd be sharing the sheets with the baby boy that
now, this wasn't Xander's bedding that was used, right?
This is why Xander's bedding was in the wash, because yes, we did use Xander's bedding. Like, no, this is Ozzy's bed in his home in California. And yeah, we love Ozzy, okay? Shout out to the king that is Ozzy.
Yes, okay. Well, Bryce, you've done it again. Where can people get their hands on the 2023 Zaddy calendar?
It is available now. It's at my Shopify, Bryce-Isaiah.myshopify. Or you can just click the link in all of my social medias, either the Twitter, the Instagram, even on the Facebook, Bryce Isaiah. Click the link and just click Zaddy calendar and bless your life. I know a lot of people. It's what I think is so interesting is that I was scrolling through my DMs because I try to respond to everybody. And I got like four messages like, Bryce, when's the calendar coming out? My sister's birthday. And every year for the last 3 years, I've gotten a calendar. I was just like, oh my God, I love this community that we are creating. But yes, the Zaddy calendar is officially available. We appreciate your support. We're out here. And listen, come on, spread a little Zaddy love.
Yeah. I mean, why not? What else are you going to do for 2023 calendar? Oh, got to get the Dalmatians. Come on. Come on. Nobody's doing a better calendar than Bryce.
You know, we're out here. And listen, we love it. And it's fun. And again, I just, it's never in a million years would I ever think that I'd be like creating calendars. But I truly love it. I love the stories that I collect along the way. And I love just the anticipation. I love the fact that this is a thing. Like is only the thing? In the Rob Has a Podcast community would this be born, birthed, and delivered.
Yes.
So I'm always grateful.
Now, Bryce, I feel like you're in pretty good spirits coming out of this. I feel like in the past that you said, okay, this is it. I'm not doing this again. But yeah, I don't sense that this year. I feel like that you seem rejuvenated.
I can't stress to y'all the amount of stress that goes into these calendars. Like, get just from distributing from like, but this year I was happy last year. I thought it was amazing. But again, I was really excited this year. I think that we opened the door and a new trajectory of Zaddy's, and I'm excited. I love it. I just love the excitement about it. And so no matter the stress, no many times, if I got a call from a block number, if I have to get Rob's number and call somebody, I will do what needs to be done for the Zaddy calendar, and I appreciate it. And again, it's all meant in love, and I think that that is the important portion about it, is that it's meant in love, and I think that it's received in love, and I think that's why the people love the Zaddy calendar. Yes.
Well, and now you've really taken it, and it's not just Survivor, but you've got in 1 year Survivor, Big Brother, The Amazing Race, The Circle, The Challenge. That basically, that all forms of reality TV are here in the 2023 Zaddy calendar.
Yes. I mean, we got our eyes set for Love Island, okay?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. That would be a hard one. You know, how do you get it down to one Love Island person?
I mean, listen,
2024,
open the dough.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. Look, if you could get like a Cinco de Mayo, you know, it writes itself. Okay. Bryce. All right. Before you start to work on the 2024 Zaddy calendar, what else is going on in your world these days?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm over there at the Purple Pants Podcast. Every Tuesday, we are giving you some new content, whether it's the casual tea, whether it's the Purple Pants playlist, whether it is, you know, play by play.
You got to get Fessy about- on the Purple Pants, Pants playlist.
That actually would be, I'm on it, Robert, because that would be great, because the music that he listened to, you would never know. And then, you know, I am excited that the Survivor season is getting ready to gear up. And, you know, Bryce and Wynn present is a thing. And, you know, this year, I think, you know, we are every year, like the Zaddy calendar, we try to level up. And I think this year we are leveling up as well. And I believe we have a tour coming.
Oh, my God.
So I am excited, and I'm just even more excited for the tour, but I'm excited for, you know, anything I do, it's a rollout, and I'm excited for the promotion that we have this year, because I have a vision. I have a, you know, a dream. So I'm excited for this season of Survivor. I'm excited for the tour. So hopefully we'll be in a city near you where you could come watch some Survivor with us. And I'm just loving life. I'm glad 3 years in on the Purple Pants Podcast. And I'm just, baby boy is out here. You know, I'm just waiting for, you know, maybe the phone to ring and it's TJ. You know, you never know. Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing what is good.
And when we get some Survivor 43 people, we'll get back together and talk about who's looking good.
We need an Issa look. Again, another RHAP staple. It's... I don't know why y'all love me, but I appreciate it. And
we all love you. Come on.
I mean, I don't take it for granted, and I am just always humbled by it. So I pop in and pop mm-hmm. out, but I appreciate it. But I'm ready for it's a look. Okay. I am ready.
Yeah, I can't believe it that Survivor is really a lot closer than we think. We're inside of 30 days to Survivor. So, yeah, that's happening. So at some point, we're going to get to know some new people. And, you know, it's going to be the fall.
I'm not excited about the fall, but I am excited about the fall. But I'm just more excited about Jeffrey. I feel like Jeffrey is learning more about the Instagram. He's like, wait a minute. You can post one post on two accounts? They're like, yeah, Jeff. He's like, okay, let me get, I'll do, Survivor's coming, guys.
Yeah, right. I don't know if you're watching Big Brother Live, but have you seen some of the commercials they've been doing for Survivor?
Where it's like Jeff in front of like the islands and...
Right, yeah, they're just like trying to like pull back the curtain on these commercials. And then they like have a whole commercial talking about like hyping up like the family visit. And it's just so weird for me. It's cause like, wait, I thought y'all don't do the family visit anymore. Why are you making commercial? Talk about like the family. But I don't know. I thought they're trying to say like Survivor is a family, or you watch it with your family, but they're really hyping up the family visits.
Robert.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if it's a family visit, this. Now, they did a great job last season with the letters, Mike and Stacey. Yeah. But if we were to have...
I can't imagine that they did, right?
I mean, they could have the family quarantine as well. But it would also... I would be mad if I quarantined and waited and then my loved one got
eliminated. When you quarantine on day one, you come with your family. And then, like, when it's like day 18, it's like, all right, you're going, like, bring out your family. It's like, yeah, I've been here the whole time.
Not you riding the Survivor with me, Mom.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
they thought it was blood versus water.
Mm-hmm. It could have been. So, yeah. It's just weird. I don't know why they're, and again, I don't know if the people that make the commercials are the same people that do the show at all. So it just seems weird that they're hyping up the family visit so much.
Listen, fingers crossed for a family visit, and fingers crossed for somebody cooking bacon at the merge feast. Listen, I'm here for it.
Okay. All right. Of course, you can listen to Bryce twice a week on the Purple Pants Podcast. Go to robiswebsite.com/PPPfeed. Anything else you want to tell people to check out while you're here, Bryce?
I mean, baby boy is around. The Purple Pants Podcast. The Zaddy calendar is out. Be on the lookout for the Bryce and Wynn present. We out here. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Well, Bryce, I always appreciate you coming here to do the reveal with me for the Zaddy calendar each year. Although it is really, I feel like we just did the 2022 Zaddy calendar reveal.
The time is going by fast.
It goes by fast. Earth is spinning faster. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Check out give us that link one more time.
It is bryce-isaiah.myshopify.com, or you can click the link in all of my social media, either the Twitter, the Instagram, Bryce Isaiah, BRICEIZYAH. Click the link in my bio and bless your life. Bless somebody else's life with a little bit of Zaddy.
Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.